Look who it is. What took you so long? Omar is in Brooklyn. What's up, Omar?
How are you?
Good, Omar. How are you? How about those Knicks?
How about my Knicks? First, we are going to clear. I went to game three with my five kids. Spending, are you putting on a live band? I'm going to put it on for you. Game three, 1-1 tied. I have the option to go on game four, but I choose to go on because I wanted to go and take an up hand right in front of it that the Knicks are for real, all right? So 1-1 tied, we go, and I said, RJ Barrett is going to have a great game. Next to me, two guys sitting, RJ Barrett haters just like you. Okay, so first quarter ends, 17, RJ Barrett hits a three, 17-17 tied. You know, the one guy, both of them standing up, yes, standing up, and then one of the guys said to him, listen, we have 17 points, and 10 of them is RJ Barrett, right? And the other guy said, you are the one who tells me he's not good. You told me, you forced me to be a hater. He's not, I'm not hating him no more. He starts rooting for RJ Barrett. He starts chanting RJ Barrett, all right? And let me tell you, a three-pointer. Is RJ Barrett take bad three-pointers or he takes wide-open three-pointers?
Why he has not been great
and go to the rim? Because first possession, first quarter, every time, it's a ball on Randall's hand. If you go first possession, Brunson, and second, third possession in the first quarter, give the ball to RJ Barrett, and he gets into a rhythm, he becomes an eligible player. Because of Randall, Randall can take, but ball should be in RJ Barrett's hand, and a possession should go through RJ Barrett to make a play. He's a better passer than Julius Randle.
No way. No way. Julius Randle. Julius Randle's a two.
He's a better three-pointer.
Hold on, Omar. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on a second. Hold on. Hold on a second. I have two questions for you here.
Okay.
Number one. How much did it cost you? Five, you and five kids went to game three?
Four boys and me cost me $2,800.
Oh, my God. Where were you sitting?
I sit in 201, row 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 6, 7, 8, 9, 201. The first
is that behind,
on the second level.
Wait, is it behind a backboard?
Yeah, well, where all the computers are, right there. Not behind the backboard. It was right side angle. That was a very good view. Not a bad view. Very good view.
Okay. I mean, that's not that bad then. So, and what'd you say the total was? You paid, so you had five tickets.
$2,800.
And are you going to any games moving forward?
No, what happened is this was our holiday festival. It was like a Christmas for us, the Eid festival. So, okay. We have to give to our kids a present. So I said, all of my four sons said, we want to go to the game. So it was costly.
Oh, so daddy got a present too, though. Daddy got a present along with the kids, too.
Daddy wanted to go to the playoff game just to make that.
I know daddy wanted to go.
All of my sons are RJ Barrett fans. They influence me. I said, he can't shoot. I tell them, he can't shoot. He said, okay, and Antetokounmpo can't shoot. The only guy who can shoot is Klay Thompson. This LeBron James couldn't shoot when he was in the league. So don't tell me he can't shoot.
So
there's a lot of players that can't shoot.
But he can't shoot. He can't shoot. Now, you're right. He doesn't take bad shots. I will give you credit there. It's an excellent point. RJ Barrett is always taking open looks. But he's never making them.
Yeah, LeBron used to make it in Cleveland. Or Antetokounmpo makes it right now.
Antetokounmpo is a different player.
He's a better free throw shooter. Give him the ball in the first quarter. Don't give him the ball in the second quarter when Julius Randle goes to the bench. That's it. RJ Barrett is going to have a huge game tonight to finish off the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Did you buy your son's RJ Barrett jerseys, or did you have
one? No. One is got Brunson. Two of them loves Mitchell Robinson. Mitchell Robinson, I love. I got my Mitchell Robinson t-shirt. He's a beast.
I had my Starks t-shirt on, but my wife needed to buy a jersey. I was trying to buy her a Brunson.
That is my all-time favorite. There's nobody. The only guy who can close to ever come to a Starks if somebody wins the championship. Nobody's going to be close to Stark until you win
the championship. I like Josh Hart wearing that number three, Omar.
Unless he wins the championship.
Look, nobody will replace Starks in my mind, but they gave away that number three to some scrubs over the years. But they finally have the right guy wearing that number three. If they're going to have it in circulation, a guy like Josh Hart is worthy of it. You know, I had to get my wife a jersey. I was trying to get her a Brunson jersey, but they didn't have a white one, so she had to get a white Julius Randle jersey. I couldn't get her R.J. Barrett. Come on, Omar.
She's going to get R.J. Barrett to but he's going to have a huge game tonight. And then she's watching it. And he said, why is this guy 3 games in a row? He's been awesome. I want that T-shirt. What are you going to do?
You're exactly right, because she's sitting. And thank you for the call, Omar. Appreciate you checking in. Go Knicks. She's sitting there watching me criticize Barrett. Oh, God, again, you're shooting. But she even goes, you don't like when that guy shoots, that number nine. You don't like when he gets the ball, right? I'm like, no, I don't. You could tell. And meanwhile, then the whole crowd is chanting R.J. Barrett by the end of the game. I get my wife the Randle jersey, figuring it's a safe bet. I wanted to get the Brunson. They didn't have a white one. She wanted the white one instead of the blue. Because I was wearing a white jacket. She wanted to match, whatever. I like the home jersey anyway. And the options were Quickly, RJ, I think Julius. I'm not sure if there's anybody else. So it's like, just get the Randle. It's fine. Meanwhile, Randle has a horrible game for the second straight game, and RJ Barrett's going nuts. 877. But here's the thing. I don't hate RJ Barrett. I hate that he can't shoot the basketball. Matter of fact, I've praised RJ Barrett's work ethic, his mentality, his attitude, all of those things. I think he's a great fit for this city. He can't shoot the basketball, and that is a big-time problem. He's a liability. Why do you think RJ Barrett doesn't take bad threes? Because he's always open, because the other team wants him to be open. They want him to shoot. I dare you to shoot. RJ's got to attack the rim. He's got to stop shooting. And what really made me irate in that game was his first two missed free throws. That is it's one thing if he can't shoot the three. Fine, I get it. He's not a good three-point shooter. I wish he would stop shooting the three, but he's not a good three-point shooter. The missed free throws, when you miss two at the line, that's unacceptable. I mean, if Mitchell Robinson does it, it's still painful, but whatever. You accept it. I cannot tolerate that. Now, luckily for Barrett, he got a little bit better as the game went on. But those two missed free throws in the beginning of that game set me off. I have zero tolerance for that. But as long as RJ sticks to his game, he'll be fine. I don't understand why he can't do that. Play your game. Attack the rim. That's what he does well. Continue to do it.